from the San Francisco Bay Area. It's time for Live from the Bay with Joey. Here's Joey.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this part of Live from the Bay with Joey. Jammin', are you there?
Yes, hopefully I am, Joey.
All right. All right. So, you know, I'm excited that we have Marion Ross with us from Happy Days, and we both remember that from our childhood growing up in the 70s, right?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Jammin'. And so millions of fans know Marion Ross for her 11-year portrayal of Mrs. C on Happy Days, but there is so much more to her illustrious career. Without further ado, would you welcome Marion Ross to Live from the Bay with Joey? Hi, Marion. How are you?
Well, I'm very well, thank you, my darling. And I love talking to you.
Ah, well, we love talking to you. And there's so much to talk about. And we recently had Anson Williams, who was Potsy on Happy Days with you. And he talked about his new life and his endeavors. So that was great. And now we have you on today. So, I mean, I feel blessed and honored. Your show was so popular when I was young, when Jammin was young growing up. And it had a great run. Happy Days had, about 11 years, if I'm not
right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then it never stopped running after that.
Right.
It's still running, I'm sure.
It's still running. Yep, it sure is. So outside of that, you know, your career has been phenomenal. So correct me if I'm wrong. Some of those highlights, you received critical acclaim for your Broadway and national tour with Gene Stapleton in Arsenic and Old Lace. And the national tour of Steel Magnolias. In 2012, you played the grandmother in Lost in Yonkers in Toronto. And then 2013, the Games Afoot at the New York Theater in Kansas City.
Right. You're theater people. Are you all theater people?
We're in the business. So, you starred in the acclaimed television series Brooklyn Bridge, nominated twice for an Emmy, two-time winner Best Comedy Actress of the Year by viewers for quality television. You won a Golden Globe nomination for your role as Rosie in the movie The Evening Star with Shirley MacLaine. And you also played Drew Carey's mother on The Drew Carey Show. Everybody loved The Drew Carey Show.
Right. Good. Yes. Yes.
And then you were the feisty matriarch in the Gilmore Girls and the terrible mother-in-law in that 70s show. Now,
yes,
everybody remembers that 70s show. And for myself and for Jam, and we were growing up during that era in junior high and high school. So it was so real. And I remember your part on that show as well. And then you also had a part in Brothers and Sisters, that wonderful show.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. You played Sally Field's mother.
Uh-huh.
And then it just goes on. You're also the voice on SpongeBob SquarePants as a grandma, and then Mrs. Lopart on Handy Manny. And you did a guest voiceover on the cartoon series Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Those are great credits to your name. Been so blessed. Many of us have been able to enjoy all or many of those roles that you have played and portrayed. What I'd like to know is...
Yes, yes.
Let's quickly talk about how you got started in the business. I know that you're originally from Minnesota. You went to college at San Jose State. Take us from there, how it all started.
It's because, you know, I think a lot of it is being from Minnesota. We had long winters, you know, long winters to brood about what you wanted to become. And then I was a middle child. Are you a middle child?
I'm an only child.
Well, that's another kind of child. So if you're the middle child, and then I had a crippled brother, then it was me in the middle, and then an older sister. But for me to get any attention at all in the family, I had to be, I had to be quite dramatic, you know? So that's how that all started. And I had a Canadian mother who, from the Saskatchewan, who I was raised on, you can be anything. You can do anything. Were you raised that way?
Sort of. But I mean, I always love to hear stories like this. So go ahead.
Yeah, because what if somebody had said to you, you're never going to amount to anything? You know, I never heard that. No, right. Never.
And actually, that's quite interesting that you bring up that. Remember the childhood doctor, Dr. Spock from years ago?
Of course.
I remember him saying, and I was probably a teenager by that point, but I remember him talking about this very point on television. He said, never tell a child that they will not amount to anything, because by not telling them that, you are just prophesying their future, giving them information that's so negative that's going to bring them down.
Yeah. Can you imagine? No, yeah. No.
So
no,
you're
we
blessed.
Came, you know, we came after World War II, we came from Minnesota to California. And the war was over. The war was just finishing. You remember the Great World War II? You weren't born.
No, I wasn't even born. I didn't come till probably, that was
1941. It was Pearl Harbor Day, 41.
Yeah, so yeah. I wasn't around till like 19 years later. So.
Oh, my goodness. I was like 15 years old, but I was going to be an actress, you know. And coming on the train, my mother would say, don't pay any attention to Marion. She's going to be an actress, you know. I was always finding some little old lady who could teach drama and I'm studying things. So I was very early driven. And, you know, by the time I was 23, I was under contract to Paramount, Paramount Studios. And guess who was also my age up there in the makeup too, was Audrey Hepburn.
Oh.
So I went right out and got two candy bars and ate them right away. You know, it's like.
Wow.
But it was great to be at Paramount during that period, because everything was shot on the lot. All the movie stars were there. If you went in for lunch, here's C.B. DeMille sitting around the corner in the alcove. Here's Marlene Dietrich come striding in. Here's James Mason. Here's Martin and Lewis. It was pretty darn exciting, I'll tell you.
Oh, I could imagine. Probably much different than what Hollywood is today.
I would say, in fact, they hired young people. We were called the Golden Circle. The Golden Circle. And we were going to be groomed. Not that they taught us anything, but, so they would dress us up and send you to premieres. And a big limousine, they would send you up to makeup in Paramount. And they would fix me all up and put you in a limousine. And the Klieg lights are flashing across the sky. And you're going down to Grauman's Chinese. And the crowds are screaming. And you step out of the limo and the crowd's screaming, it's nobody.
it was
a mixed bag. You know, it was a mixed bag.
Wow, how awesome. How awesome is that? But I mean, it must have been very, very thrilling for you. So you've had just a really great career. Now, I don't want to steal your thunder, but I know that there's something new on the horizon for you, right? Isn't that correct?
No, because I want to be, you know, I'm 90. Do you know that I'm 90?
I can't believe you're 90. Yeah. You look great.
I still look pretty cute.
Yeah, you do. So
I really don't care. In fact, one of the last shows I did, I said to them, what is that line? And they said, well, it's very simple. I said, I know, but I forgot it. What is it? So, you know, there's a time you got to wrap it up.
Right. What I'm talking about is your book. That's what I'm talking
about. Yes. Okay. So that's fun. Yeah,
so tell people about that, because I think that is so interesting. Now, if I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking that the book's name is something like My Days Happy and Otherwise?
That's correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yes.
And so it's on sale now. And tell people how they can get a copy of that, please.
Oh, well, either through Barnes & Noble or however they get books, you know, and they can order a book for you. Yeah. And there's a lot of pictures in there, a lot of pictures.
Awesome.
And so we have the beginnings in Minnesota and being under contract at Paramount. And then we had all the Happy Days years. You know, we had a fantastic softball team.
Happy
Days?
Did
you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. And Ron Howard always was a ball player, was raised that way. So was Anson Williams. So was Donnie Most. Gary Marshall. Gary Marshall wanted this softball team. And I played Rover. Like, get over there, Marion. Get over there, Rover. So it was the thing that kept us all together. And we traveled all over the country playing before the real games in the big stadiums everywhere.
Wow.
So it was an extraordinary, it's like I have my own bat with my name burned into it. I have my own mitt, you know, and a uniform and shoes, so forth. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that is. I mean, that's awesome. And you have pictures in the book about all this.
Yes.
Now, you were featured author at the LA Times Book Festival on April 14. The audio book is out. And I understand you had other colleagues that recorded chapters like Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, Scott Baio.
We all did. Yes.
And Gary Marshall
before he died.
Yeah, Gary
and even,
Marshall before
and,
he died.
And even Erin Moran before she died.
Wow.
Yeah. So good. Good.
Yeah. We're going to let people know, folks, if you want to get a hold of this book, like Marion said, Barnes & Noble, you can also Google it online. I'm sure you probably be able to get that book anywhere else that books are ordered. Now, Marion, let's get away from acting. I always like to ask people a couple of different things because people are always interested in what, you know, makes up you as an artist, what things you like to do. So when you're not acting or you don't have other projects going on, what are some of your favorite things that you like to do?
Well, I'm very domestic, you know.
Okay.
I'm not much of a cook, but okay. I really like let's knock this wall out, you know, and let's remodel this. Let's do things like that. I love all that kind of stuff, and I have a very nice family. My son, I don't know if you've heard of my son Jim Meskimen.
Mm-hmm.
Look him up. He's working all the time on something. Mm-hmm. And my daughter, Ellen Kramer, mm-hmm. was a writer-producer on Friends, for heaven's sake.
Great.
My God. And now she is supposed to be creating a new show. So go and create a new show. So for ABC.
That's awesome. Go ahead. Go do it. All right. Well, you know, Friends was a great show. And so, you know, wish her the best from us as well. So let's talk about food. When you're not coming up with a project about knocking down walls, et cetera, what's your favorite food? And maybe perhaps a restaurant down there where you are in Southern California.
I think my husband, Mr. Paul Michael, who has now passed away, 8 years ago. He was a wonderful, he was American, but he was Lebanese.
Uh-huh.
And he was a great, great cook and a Broadway performer. And so he, in the morning, he would say to me, well, what do you want for dinner? I would say, I don't know, you know. So food was very important around here, but not because of me, you know.
Oh, because of him, because he was a great cook.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
it's the thing that makes a home. It makes people want to come.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. When you're planning.
Are you a cook?
Yeah, yes? I am.
You must make other people so happy.
Well, it depends on what I'm cooking. Maybe sometimes. maybe sometimes not. But, you know, you were talking about your late husband being Lebanese. And I'm, you know, so I come from a mixed heritage. My mom's family's from Spain. My dad's family is from Italy. So I make Spanish, Italian, Greek, Cajun food, you know, like New Orleans. And I make some Southern food. And I like good old American food as well.
Well, you know, for Easter dinner, my daughter-in-law, who is not Lebanese, but Paul was Lebanese and such a great cook. So she said, well, let's have all the Lebanese foods. Moujattara, and we put out a wonderful display of food. You know, it's great.
Wow. Yeah, I've had some Lebanese food. It's similar to a lot of other Middle Eastern food. Very good.
Yes.
In fact, about 3 weeks ago, I went to a Lebanese restaurant. So, it's very good food, you know.
Excellent
food.
Basics, isn't it? It's beans and rice and meat and vegetables and salads, and it's just the best.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So,
and now, yogurt.
Oh, yogurt. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course, right? It kind of reminds me a little bit of Greek food.
A little. It's in the same family. Yeah.
Yeah, same family. But again, I'm coming from a Mediterranean background. So, you know, whether it's Spanish or Italian or Greek or Southern French, there's a lot of similarities.
Yes. I must say the Italian, I love the way the Italians live and how the whole families come together, the young ones and the older ones, and everybody, they're all together there at the table, you know? It's wonderful.
I remember, 10 years ago, I was having a big gathering at a pretty nice restaurant here in the area. It was when the show Sopranos was out. And he knew that I was part Italian. So he said to the group, oh, I've got to get home to go see the Sopranos. He goes, I love how Joey's culture lives. Because I was part Italian. And I was like, now, wait a minute. I said, my culture. I said, Italian people are not mafioso people. I said, but of course, that's what the screen does, right? And of course, there are mafia people. But I think a lot of people in their mind have this idea Italians are always mafia. But they are, like you said, are great family people. They always love
their family. So yeah. But when you have a gathering, there's the older people and there's the aunt and uncle from over here, and that we're all together all the time. And
all the
little
time.
Children and the little children comes running up kissing the grandma, and you know, it's just sweet, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't separate everybody.
No. And the Spaniards are like that too. So Spanish and Italian people do the very same thing. It's the same type of dynamic. And in fact, that's a good point that you make, because unfortunately it's missing in some of American culture.
Right. That Mediterranean kind of family living was lovely. It's awful if everybody's getting divorced, then where's grandma and grandpa? And then, you know, and don't put them in a home somewhere. We should all be together.
Right. That's been.
We had such a nice Easter Sunday here. And
awesome.
There were about 16 of us. And then, of course, after finding the eggs and all that business, then we had a big bocce game.
Wow.
And there is $100 bill involved.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. You have to come next time.
Yeah, I need to come next time.
Right.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it's very traditional and fun. And what's nice about, if you have a big bocce game going, we can't be discussing the world and stuff.
Right.
No, we're talking about the bocce game, you know.
Good.
We avoid anything that might cause a fight.
Yeah, great. Well, you know, I'll tell you something. It's all about, and I think you kind of summarized this, it's all about making memories, whether it's with friends or with family. That's the most important thing. You're making memories. You did it on Easter. Your family's always going to remember that. And that's what it's about. It's about making memories. You know, before we go, I just want to ask you really quick, for those that want to get in touch with you, I know you're not big on social media, but if somebody wants to get in touch with you direct, how do they get in touch with you?
I guess it's on the computer. It's Marion Ross at I told you once.
Hotmail.com.
Hotmail at hotmail.com.
You're like, I told you, Joey, already. Okay, so folks, if you want to get a hold of Marion and pick up her book, please do either go online or go to Barnes & Noble. Again, that book, it's recent, and it's called My Days happy and otherwise.
When I followed my dream, I did what I wanted to do. Because when I was like 12, you get a little prayer book, and my name is stamped in gold on the prayer book. And it was spelled M-A-R-I-A-N-R-O-S-S. And even at 12, I said, that's not going to look good on a marquee. Okay, I'm changing
my name. Yeah.
To M-A-R-I-O-N. Yes.
Well, we're glad that you did. We're glad that you joined us. On behalf of Live from the Bay with Joey, we want to thank you for your time today. And folks, be out there looking for Marion's book. And if you want to get in touch with her, you already know how to. And we'll look forward to seeing more of you. Okay?
Well, all right, my darling.
Okay.
And keep well. We'll all keep well. Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much, Marion.
Bye-bye.
Blessings to you.
Thank you for joining us today on Live from the Bay with Joey.